The Chilkat River sees its lowest king salmon escapement since 1991 in a 10-year trend. And Haines and Skagway participate in the annual Christmas bird count. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. 2016 saw a poor run of king salmon in the Chilkat River, the lowest escapement estimate in about 25 years. The trend has persisted over the last 10 years, and it's not expected to let up soon.
Our escapement estimates, and that's large Chinook returning to the Chilkat River drainage, from 91 to 2006, we averaged 4,442 spawners. From 07 to now, including 2016, that average is basically halved.
Brian Elliott is a Chinook stock assessment biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Haines. He's also a member of the Pacific Salmon Commission.
Our average for that 10-year period is 2,201. So that's the first real alarming piece of data, is this, we're not getting the returns back that we had seen historically through the time series.
This year's Chinook run was poor. The escapement estimate was 1,368 large Chinook in the drainage. That's fish older than 5 years. And that is the lowest estimate since 1991. But Elliott says the big concern right now is that's not an isolated case.
The primary concerns are that we are in about a 10-year period of poor production.
Fish and Game has a few different ways of tracking this trend.
We're able to estimate the juvenile production, or estimate what the catches are on that particular year, and also estimate what ends up in our spawning areas. So all of that data combined gives us a full run reconstruction on Chilkat Chinook that really helps us understand what's going on with the population.
As to why this is happening, there isn't one answer. One thing Elliott is seeing is low marine survival. That is, how many smolts survive to be mature adults?
We actually are having more smolt leaving the drainage recently than before when we had good adult returns. Now that might lead you to believe, or lead to the question, what the heck is going on? So more smolt are leaving the drainage, and more smolt are dying in the marine environment.
Elliott says they're seeing a greater than 1% decrease in marine survival, which is around 2,000 fewer returning adults.
So you can see how sensitive our returns are to how well they survive in the ocean. If we had an extra 2,000 fish coming back to the Chilkat this year, we'd all be doing cartwheels. You know, we would not be in this situation, perhaps.
On top of that, Elliott says fish are returning sooner than normal. That's called early maturation, and it means the fish that are returning are smaller than they used to be. He says 7-year-olds are rarely seen, and now fewer 6-year-olds are coming back too.
Those are the big, productive, spawning Chinook that everybody's used to. Well, that age class is slowly disappearing throughout the last several years, and that's a big concern in my mind. If that maturation rate change becomes directional, kind of permanent, then we just have to rethink the way we're studying these fish.
One problem with smaller, younger fish returning is that they're believed to be less productive spawners. Elliott says it can also be a problem when you start to see less age diversity among returning fish.
When you have multiple age classes at the same time, the neighboring ones can kind of cover for that. Whereas if we become kind of a one-trick pony, where we have a single mature aged fish in our drainage, then the risk of that single class behaving poorly is much greater. And so then, you know, and that perpetuates itself through time.
Elliott says these are problems that are happening around Southeast.
We have a lot of data to compare and say, is this happening in your river? Is this happening on the southern end? Is this a northern effect? And what we're seeing is this is a common effect to all Southeast Chinook.
So what can be done about it?
Obviously, we can take care of our own backyard. We can cut down Chilkat Inlet sport subsistence. You know, that's something we can do locally, and Lynn Canal for that matter.
But it's not limited to one group of users. Elliott says all users share in restrictions. That means subsistence, sport, and commercial.
We can cut back on some other fisheries that are perhaps high interception fisheries for our Chilkats and other Southeast stocks. So that's all things that, managers and researchers this winter are going to sit down and chop it all up and see what we can do to protect not only the Chilkats, but our southeast wild Chinook stocks in general.
In recent years, Elliott says area management has been conservative across the board, and that is likely to continue as the trend is expected to persist into next year. Despite snowy weather, Skagway and Haines participated in the National Audubon Society's annual Christmas bird count this month. Organizers say that among the usual suspects, there were some surprises. Elaine Furbish facilitated Skagway's bird count.
The weather was pretty yucky with sort of constant snowfall and not great viewing conditions, a little fog mixed in with the snow.
In Haines, count organizer Pam Randall says the conditions were not ideal.
It was snowing fairly hard, not complete whiteout, but the visibility was poor. And so under those conditions, first of all, it's difficult to see the birds. And secondly, the birds tend to want to hide out until the weather is nicer.
Still, both communities were able to get out and count. In Skagway, 19 people participated, five of which came down from Canada for the annual Citizen Science event. There, Furbish says the number of species identified was about average.
We usually have somewhere in the low 30s of number of species for our count, but the actual species themselves tend to vary year to year. There are some that are regulars, and we know we'll have them every year, like the raven and the bald eagle. And then there's some that maybe we only see every 4 or 5 years.
The number of species was about average in Haines as well, where 30 people participated in two separate counting areas. One is near town, where the number of birds counted was below average. The other counting area is out by Mosquito Lake, where the number of birds counted was higher than average. Both Haines and Skagway had a number of unusual sightings. Here's Furbish in Skagway.
This year we had some robins and two sparrows, a song sparrow and a white-crowned sparrow, who, at least so far, have been able to make it through the winter.
Furbish says they also saw good numbers of common red poles and white-winged crossbills.
We had a family of Eurasian collared doves, six of them, recorded, and this past year was the first time that they were recorded as breeding in Skagway, so it looks like they're going to be a regular for us from here on out.
They also had a large turnout of Bohemian waxwings.
I'm still counting them up, but there will be over 1,000 of them. These are birds that sometimes show up in large numbers, sometimes we just have a few. But this is a year when we had quite a nice turnout of them.
That's a species that Randall says Haines also saw in large numbers for the area, with just over 100. She says the area also saw an above-average number of mallards and several species that are normally not around this time of year. These are just some of several species that stood out this year. But Randall says strange sightings are not necessarily so strange anymore.
We've been experiencing changes every year, so yes, there were some oddball things, but that's been sort of the norm in recent years.
Randall says in recent years, the area has been seeing new birds.
We've gotten some new species besides the Eurasian collared dove. In the spring, we're getting bluebirds going through. The hooded mergansers that were sighted this time, usually they have gone south long before this. So we're getting some changes that, not surprising with climate change, but it sort of has made it difficult to say what's normal.
Randall says another way to get involved, especially if the weather is not ideal, is to do feeder counts at your own home. In participating in the bird count, Haines and Skagway joined thousands of communities tallying birds in their circles this season each year. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.